The Chicago Bulls fall 3-1 in the first round in the NBA playoffs against the Milwaukee Bucks, the defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks, as they drop Game 4 at the United Center, 119-95. Chicago's mortal enemy, Grayson Allen, absolutely torching the Chicago Bulls the last two games with 27 points in Game 4. The Bulls also dropping Game 3, 111-81. I'm here on the Sports Cubicle with the one, the only, the marvelous one, Dan Marver, of course. Paul Shivari and Devin Tingle will be talking all things Chicago White Sox, USFL, and even some stuff going around locally in sports. But Marvelous, we need to talk about this game, this reality check for Bulls fans. Again, the Bulls falling 3-1, 119-95 in Game 4 at the United Center. And a game, a series that's had a lot of really weird emotional roller coasters, even though it feels like there's only been a game and a half that's been close. And we're at this moment now, the reality that the season's about to come to an end, and it's been a lot of fun, but a lot of the glaring problems have kind of manifested themselves in this playoff series. Marvelous, over the last four games, from them winning Game 2, for it being this gritty Game 1, a blowout that a lot of us kind of expected in Game 1 of that series, or the reaction to Game 2, now two straight blowouts in this series. Your thoughts on the first round between the defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks and our Chicago Bulls?
Well, I had predicted that they would either a sweep or a five-game series, but I thought the game would be won in Chicago. And in Chicago, it's been a complete blowout. I mean, I said that they'd probably need the big three, who are going to score most of their points anyway, would have to really step it up. And, DeRozan would need to score almost 50, I thought, in order to win a game. He got 41 in the win. But I think it's fairly predictable if they'll go down. I mean, perhaps Milwaukee was taking the Bulls lightly their first game or two. I don't know. But Greek Freak is a freak. He can dunk the ball. He just reaches out from the free throw line and he mows over everything in sight. And half the time it's not an offensive foul, but it isn't a foul unless it's called. And the man that has the please punch me face, Grayson Allen, was pretty dominant. I mean, he couldn't miss from three-point range. He was a big factor. He and Connaughton can really shoot the daggers out if they need to. And so it looks like it's over. And as Stacey King might say on Wednesday, back your bags and go back to your summer home, beep, beep.
It's a little disappointing when you and I were speaking on it, right? Now that you're here, now that you won one of the first two games in Milwaukee, why not try to make it as entertaining as you can? Why not take one at home? And I keep going back to reality check, because now you got to look at what have been some of the story points of this series so far. And one of the things that I've just kept my eye on is development of two specific young players on the Chicago Bulls. And that's Coby White and Patrick Williams. And the Bulls needed Coby White to do more than just averaging 7.7 points a game. Going 0-3, going 0-6, not being able to hit a shot. Patrick Williams, I think, started off very slowly, but we've seen his aggressiveness. We've seen him bounce back. We've seen him have thick skin in a very trying time for these two rookies. But when we were having conversations of this team is in deep trouble when it comes to that 1-2 position, that point guard, shooting guard, with Lonzo's injury, him not going to be in these playoff series. We're going to see what happens next season. Caruso now dealing with a concussion, who he's been playing your point guard position. You had a gluttony at that position, you thought. But now you have to make a decision on Coby White and Ayo Dosunmu. And Ayo is the one of those two guys that, while he can't pack that offensive punch, he seems to be in the moment. He seems to be able to do different things than just relying on him trying to carry the slack for DeMar and Zach. And Kobe's relied on that, and he hasn't done it. We'll move on to Patrick Williams and all and some of the other storylines. But the Coby White discussion, because we know he's going to be one of the guys that's going to be in this move for whatever the next stage of Bulls basketball roster is going to be. Your thought on what you've seen from Coby White in this playoff appearance, this first time, his exposure in the NBA playoffs against a tough matchup. Jrue Holiday is out there. This is a team that's won the NBA Finals, but expectations for Coby White going into next year. Your thoughts on the performance, or what some are saying, a lack thereof?
Well, that's indicative of the whole situation. I mean, pretty much no or very little bench points, and amazingly fewer zero free throws. So it's just a problem. They weren't, Kobe White aside, he wasn't hitting his shots. There was no ability to draw fouls penetrating. It was either, you know, the shots. I mean, the shots go down or they don't go down, but if you go towards the basket, I mean, in college, Asumu did that. He probably can't do that as well, in the pros, but he used to go to the basket quite a bit. And maybe they can get his friend Coburn, who's not going to go to the NBA, but we'll see what happens. They need Ball would have made a big difference. I think he would have been perfect for this series, his aggressive play. He would have drawn fouls, in my opinion, but he's not there. So they go down as expected, and White, I don't know if he's trade bait. If we can get somebody good, that would be great. And then, the draft position won't be that good in the first round. I mean, they'll be sort of in the middle somewhere. So I don't know who will be available, but maybe they can get a point guard in that way, or somebody in a trade, or sign somebody. But that would be a need, and I still think that a Thompson kind of guy would be helpful to have up front. So those are some of the needs that they have. I mean, the big three. I mean, it's great to have those three guys scoring, but it looks like they need a little bit more off the bench to get over the top.
And it's interesting you talk about scoring, just some numbers, as the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 119-95, taking a 3-1 series lead in the first round against our Chicago Bulls. We thank you for joining us here on the Sports Cubicle with Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, myself, Mike Mercado. Nikola Vucevic, 11 points, 10 rebounds on 38 minutes. He, as we're going to talk about him in a little bit about moving the future for the Chicago Bulls, but he's done all he can in this series, including taking a bunch of threes, but you've needed them because this team doesn't shoot threes. They don't make threes. Somebody had to, and he's been that guy. We saw DeMar forcing a lot of three-pointers, and that's just not his game. Zach LaVine, who's hurting, he's struggling. He's going to have a scope this offseason. They're going to give him a max, but he has done everything he can. He's dragging that broken body right now. 24 points, 13 assists, 5 rebounds. Got into a scuffle with Bobby Portis, who's been an X factor in this series, especially after Chris Middleton was taken out. We thought that was going to be a turning point, but it's been the other way than we all thought it would be. And at least he showed some fight, that he had some energy, that he was not going to get punked out. But DeMar, you mentioned a marvelous one. 23 points is nice. They need 40 from him. And they've relied on DeMar so much this season. We've talked about it here on the Sports Cubicle. We've talked about it on Marvelous Mondays on Sports from the Couch. Paul and Devin have spoken about it. How many times the Bulls were winning awesome games, but it was DeMar who was bailing them out of those situations. And he had to do that in game 2. And he's not been able to do that in game 3 or game 4 because they're playing awesome defense on him. And you don't have Alex Caruso moving forward. You're not getting the same production out of Kobe White that you were hoping for, that you needed from. And it is a thing that I am interested to see how Patrick Williams has bounced back, has been effective. I mean, in this game, he had 20 points and 10 rebounds. This is a guy who has all the potential in the world. But we will talk about what's going to happen on Wednesday, because the series probably ends on Wednesday. But I think Patrick Williams needs to stay on this team. What I'm looking at is the Nikola Vucevic, who, salute to him, there is no hate going on Vucevic here. We may have criticisms, we can be honest about it, but he has performed the best he can, has been one of the relying forces on this team for whatever they're going to do in this series. But you got to find a way to get somebody like DeAndre Ayton on this team. You got to find a way to package and sell a team on Kobe White and Vucevic on some kind of package. And I like both these guys. These guys are not slackers. This isn't you want to get rid of them because they're bad from your locker. No, you're trying to win championships now. You've seen where the bar is. You're going against one of the best players in NBA history, who is the defending NBA champions, who their other guys are stepping up. Grayson Allen is making his own story now, making up for Coach K now winning the national championship. Like, we are seeing what it takes to win an NBA Finals. You're looking around a great NBA playoffs. Some blowouts, but again, you're always in a game. As long as you have a superstar, you're in a game. You could come back and win a dang playoff game in the NBA. As long as you have a star and your other guys are performing. The Bulls ran out of gas, and they don't have that superstar right now who is either healthy enough or on that level to compete with the second, first, or third best player in the league right now. And that's just what it is. So if you can find a way to move really nice pieces when they're performing well, to try to get somebody like a DeAndre Ayton. And I keep going to that name because it's a player on a team that's going to have to pay other guys. They're trying to win now. They still have to convince their fan base if they don't win it now. That's a move where you're able to kind of swap players. Marvelous one. What do you think about a scenario like that? We talk about them needing point guard health, but they're kind of stuck in that because of the Lonzo deal, because of Caruso, because of Io and or Kobe. So that's the guy, right? Those are the two guys if you're looking for the future if this ends at game five.
Well, it's funny. The bench looked like a big difference. Mm-hmm. If they could have a three-point shooter like, you know, Connaughton, you know, or like Allen,
Grayson Allen,
that could make a difference off the bench. You know what's funny? They did have such a guy who now starts for Miami, but they have Max Strus. He could have been that three-point shooter guy because I watched him in college, and he was that guy. In fact, Coach Collins of Northwestern compared Strus to J.J. Redick when he saw him play. I didn't even know he was retired. He was announcing a game this week. J.J. Redick, who's, you know, a Duke player, obviously.
Awesome podcast by J.J. Redick for all you basketball hype people. Check out his podcast if you want some insight into the NBA players. Marvelous, you were saying?
But I like your idea, packaging a deal. I just don't want to give up too much and sacrifice, you know, what they have. I mean, they really do need a guy. I mean, Vukovic was terrific. Has been a terrific acquisition, obviously. And I'd like to see him be kept, but whatever makes sense. I mean, if they have to package a deal with White to get somebody that's going to improve the club, if not, then stay pat and get a guard. And but they do need, particularly, they need two guys like Vukovic against the Greek Freak. Seriously, I mean, it's unbelievable what he can do. I mean, some of it I think is illegal, but that's beside the point. Walking and charging, but you know, it is what it is.
I think when we talk about this roster, and there's a lot of guys we like, we talk about it. We're critical about the Chicago Bulls when we have to, and when they do a lot of you do you, I'll do you, I'll wait for my turn. Zach and DeMar did that a lot. This team does not have bad guys. This team doesn't have lazy players. This team is a really likable team. They just met their wall. They met their limit, and this is it. And what's going to be upsetting to see some guys go, like a Derrick Jones or a Javonte Green, these guys are all going to go. There's going to be new veterans you're going to have to go get. Because that's what championship teams do. When they have a lot of superstars, you got to make sure that you got the rotation of guys. If you're a Bulls fan, what you're looking for next season, because you have to look forward to next, look, you're never out of it as long as you have a game left to lose, right? But let's just say that it ends on Wednesday, and this a nice season ends to a respectable loss to the Milwaukee Bucks. Just make it entertaining for the fans. Okay. What you're looking for is make sure you replenish your team with veterans that are either hungry or been there, and that you can rely on to play some minutes. Because you now know that you're going to have to take it easy on a lot of these bodies next year. And you're not going to have a lot of these guys for a lot of the time next year. You also know you have the advantage of all my guys are going to get whatever they need cleaned out and done this offseason. And you have to hope that your front office is creative enough and gutsy enough where if there is a move to be made, not just a move to be made, but a move they need to make, that they go out and do it. They don't rest on their laurels. That this is something that they are going to go out and do. And it's a cutthroat game when you're talking about the difference between being a really good team and a championship team, an NBA Finals team. If you're trying to win championship number 7, get to the NBA Finals post-Michael Jordan, something Derrick Rose couldn't take his team to do, something Jimmy Butler couldn't do. This is how you do it, and it's the little difference of margins because DeMar has been an MVP this season. Zach has taken the next step. You got a second rounder to play like an NBA starter. This is a nice team, and you're seeing how hard it is to win a championship as the Milwaukee Bucks take a 3-1 lead over the Chicago Bulls, winning game 4 at the United Center, 119-95. Thank you for joining us here on the Sports Cubicle. It's Dan Marver. It's Devin Tingle. It's Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado. Let us know your thoughts as you were watching the last few games of this first round playoffs. The Chicago Bulls back in the NBA playoffs after 5 years. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. Marvelous one. It's just, there's so much when you're watching this team, but there is positivity going into next season, and they can be creative. What are your thoughts going into next season, positivity wise, like emotionally about this Bulls team?
Well, the fact that they made the playoffs, and here's something that hasn't been talked about much. I mean, there was a question whether free agents would have come to Chicago. And now I would think they'd want to. They can really come to something that's on the cusp of being a contender. So that's going to attract interest where there might not have been interest. When and I, it's amazing they got what they got, you know, and you know, the Rosen, for example, because they were not a playoff team, but now they are, and people can see that they might be the piece that they need to get really close to or at the finals. So that could be appealing to a free agent. I mean, I've looked at the names out there, and we mentioned them a couple of weeks ago. There's all kinds of people that are free agents, and it would be interesting if they could, you know, land one or two of them, a veteran player, to, and that would really help them get over the top, in my opinion.
And that's what's going to be fun about this offseason. It's that it's not just a veteran team with a Rajon Rondo and a Dwayne Wade and just guys where you know there's no future. There are veterans on this team, but there's also a future for this team. There's also future paths for the Chicago Bulls to get closer to an NBA Finals. And this is the one thing that everybody, this is a football town, we know that. This is also a town that has two baseball teams that we've seen develop, or we've seen developments and we've seen regimes. The NBA is a growing process league. You're going to go through growing pains. And teams just don't win NBA championships. It is so rare for us to see any team just come out of nowhere and win its first year, to not go through some pain and suffering, to not go through the ailments and the elbows and the disappointments. You're going to have to go through it, especially when you don't have the LeBron James of your generation, the Giannis of your generation, the Kevin Durant. Look at how much the Brooklyn Nets are struggling right now and that roster that they have. There is a future and it is bright. And I think for most Bulls fans, they are excited while they are kind of just sludging through these last few games. Shout out to the United Center, to all the fans who the first few minutes of those games, it was electric. You can feel that this team wants, you can feel it from this city that they want this team to be great and that they want to get behind these guys. It's just not this season. But I do think a real legitimate shot at number seven for the Chicago Bulls is around the corner. It's just, can you strike when the oven is, when it, the iron's hot? And you mentioned it. It's now no longer the lame place to come to Chicago. You don't need to send Benny the Bull to O'Hare to get a free agent in here. No, now you could tell them, this is our team. Do you think you could get past the Celtics? Can you can pass Embiid? Can you cement your legacy? Can you be the superstar that helps get the championship after Michael Jordan? You want to be the next statue next to MJ? There is your challenge. And I think this is the team to do it. But let us know your thoughts. The Bulls down 3-1 against the defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks in the first round of the NBA playoffs as they lose game 4, 119-95 at the United Center. We're on Sports Cubicle TV on Twitter. It's the Marvelous One, Dan Marver. It's Devin Tingle. It's Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado.